Good afternoon. We are going to be seeing some high-level cirrus clouds moving across the area today. That should provide relatively thin cloud covers such that the skies will average mostly sunny. It's going to be a cool day as well with high temperatures running about 5 to 8 degrees below normal, which would be the lower and mid 40s in the mountains and upper 40s to lower 50s in the valleys. For today is going to be our temperatures. So dry and chilly conditions are in store through the course of the day today. Heading into the night tonight, clouds will rapidly increase this evening as low pressure starts to track into our region, and with that, we will start to see the chance for some precipitation to develop from the southwest to the northeast across the region. That precip looks to be more spotty around Albany eastward through Sunday night, and we could see light snow or a rain-snow mix across the higher terrain of the southern Adirondacks and southern Green Mountains into early Monday morning as this passes on through. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, dry air and gusty winds associated with the large Arctic high pressure system are expected to trigger Santa Ana winds that could raise fire danger to extreme levels for parts of California. Conditions in California will be most critical on Monday as the strong cold front is forecast to bring high winds and low humidity down from the Great Basin. Winds are forecast to be strong enough to result in downed trees and power outages. Wind advisories have been issued for the entire Bay Area and high wind watches along the higher elevations of Southern California. Farther east, elevated to critical fire risk can be expected over the Southern Rockies. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 93 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of negative 23 just to the north of White Sulphur Springs in Montana. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City becoming increasingly cloudy with a slight chance for some showers late as highs reach near 53. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 51. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with a high near 50. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for the day today. The average high is 56, while the average low is 37. The record high of 77 was set back in 1963, while the record low of 19 was set back in 1981. Today's sunrise was at 7:21 a.m. The sun is set to set at 5:57 p.m. It's a total of 10 hours and 35 minutes of daylight today. It's a loss of 2 minutes and 40 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at sunny skies for this afternoon as our highs reach only into the upper 40s, and for the night tonight, we will see a steady increase in clouds and then a chance for some rain after we get past midnight as our overnight lows once again look to drop down into low 30s. Some of the higher elevations could potentially drop down into the upper 20s once again. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon as highs do look to reach into the low 50s. And for the night tonight, we will see a steady increase in clouds with the chance for some rain showers to develop after midnight as our overnight lows drop down into the low 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking mostly sunny for this afternoon as our highs reach into the upper 40s and low 50s. For the night tonight, we will see a steady increase in clouds with a chance for some showers after we get past midnight, and some patchy fog will develop late as well. Overnight lows look to drop down towards the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at sunny skies for this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 40s, a couple spots potentially into the low 50s. And for the night tonight, we will see a steady increase in cloud cover and a chance for rain as we get past midnight, as overnight lows drop down into the low 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 40s and low 50s. For the night tonight, we will see a steady increase in clouds with a chance for rain after midnight as overnight lows drop towards the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain showers look to stick around throughout the course of the day, and it will be staying cloudy as our highs look to reach In right around the 50-degree margin across the area, that chance for showers continues heading into Monday night as well. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kiselback.